The Central Football Show is back, and we have a lot to talk about on this edition. I'm Brad Klein. Brandon Artis, the head coach, will join us to talk about last week's game against Wright and get ready for tomorrow night against Jasper. On top of that, we're going to hear from Devin DeJarnett. Now, what happened against Wright? Well, it was pretty special. The senior going for more than 100 yards, had a touchdown, 9 catches. Yeah, Central really opened up their passing game. 44 passing attempts by Hunter Brochier. So all of a sudden, a super pass-heavy team. We're going to see how that translates against Jasper for tomorrow night. A lot to get to on the Central Football Show right here on WREF. So stay buckled in and don't go anywhere. Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, but so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Back here on the Central Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, and the head coach of the Central Bears, Brandon Artis, is here on WREF getting ready for a Friday night matchup against Jasper. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, before we go forward, let's go backwards. A 20-7 loss against Rice, but that's a really, really good team, and a team that you guys pretty much kept in check defensively. What made your defense strong throughout the night?
I think that we had a really good game plan. Coach Smith, who actually coached at Rice the last couple of years, he just had a really good game plan. He kind of understood the team, so I think that allowed us to play well. And then also, I mean, kids played for one another, and we were excited for the game, and we finally got some things going.
Our Wrights has made some moves with some key skill positions, namely quarterback Parker Baumeier, the senior, is QB1 from here on out. Jermontre Johnson moved to full-time receiver, though he started the year as QB1. How different is it preparing for Baumeier versus Johnson?
I mean, Baumeier, he's not a run threat. And so for us, I think that it allowed us to do some of the things that we're really good at, if that makes sense. We try to get after the quarterback. With a guy like Jermontre, when he's at quarterback, you got to prepare for that run pass stuff. So it was just a little different. Still a good Rice team, though.
We're going to hear from Devin DeJarnett in a moment. 9 catches for more than 100 yards. He had the touchdown for you guys in the loss to Wright. He's the player of the game for either side. If you ask me, I mean, he played out of his mind. What was it about Devin's game that made it special?
He's just a kid that does what he's told and not shy. He doesn't shy away from the moment. He's just an all-around good athlete. He's a good athlete in general, and he wants the ball, and we try to get it to him. So,
meanwhile, you look at the guy who is getting him the ball, and that's Hunter Brochiers, and he dropped back to pass 44 times. He finished 26 of 44, had the touchdown, a couple of interceptions there, but, hey, that's going to happen when you throw the ball 44 times. That's got to be some kind of record in the SIAC this year. I don't know who throws the ball that often, but for a Hunter, what gave you the confidence in him to do that with that kind of volume?
It's just, I mean, he's a 3-year starter. We just felt like we had a really good game plan, and our plan the entire week was to throw the ball and then the run, to establish the run, which we did pretty decently. I think we ran the ball better than we have in the past. But we just, for us, it was just a part of their game plan. We know they send pressure, and so our mentality was to throw where pressure comes. And so he did a decent job of that, and threw for almost 300 yards. So he had a pretty good night.
And maybe I'm off base, but 44 passing attempts for Hunter Brosiers, that does feel like some kind of record. When's the last time you had a QB throw the ball more than 40 times?
It's been a while. It's been a while, I'll say that. I know. It's been a while. Sometimes short passes count as run. We use it as our run game, if that makes sense. So that's a lot of the reason why you have the 44 throws.
Sure.
But we got to be able to get the ball over the top. So we got to start figuring out how to get the big play.
Quick game on point for Central Football, coming up a little bit short last week against Wright in a 20-7 loss. But the Bears are trending up thanks in large part to Hunter Brosiers and his Thunder buddy Devin DeJarnett. The receiver had more than 100 yards and, had one big one as well. The touchdown catch had 9 receptions against Wright. We're going to hear from him in a moment right here on WREF. It is the Central Football Show.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Central Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, the player of the game from last week in a 20-7 loss for the Bears, Devin DeJarnett. He's here on WREF. 9 catches, more than 100 yards, had a touchdown as well. Hunter Brosiers throwing him the ball, and well, that seemed to be the right move more often than not. Devin, really appreciate you taking the time. Hey, what was the secret sauce on Friday night against Wright?
I think the best way to put it is to get, like, when we find open spots in the defense where they're not in the right spot, covering, or just in the wrong place at times.
How much preparation is that, and how much of that is just your ability? We know that you're a naturally gifted athlete, but how much of the week of preparation, the film, kind of yielded the 9 catches for 103 and a touchdown?
I think it just starts at practice. going over our plays and going over our scout team defense, helping us finding ways to get us open. And during the game, it kind of just watching the game and trying to make us better throughout the game.
What has senior year been like for you? I know that this program has been in a rebuild. Brandon Artis, the head coach, has you guys trending up in the right direction, and you're obviously a really big part of that. So for this being your final season, has it been surreal? Are you kind of feeling, okay, this is a season of last time I do this, last time I do that? Are you thinking about that?
No, not really. I'm just trying to make sure our program is better than when I came here. I want to make sure that people are going to be okay when I leave or when the other seniors leave. I just want to make sure the program's going to be in a good moment.
Well, with that in mind, there are some young players coming up, and I'd imagine you see them as kind of good omens going forward. Easton Vetter, we saw him at quarterback earlier, but now we've seen him at receiver. He's really flashed at times as a receiver, had 25 yards on 5 catches last Friday against Wright. And for him as a freshman coming up as a receiver, really as a Swiss Army knife for this team, what have you seen from him, and how much do you expect of him? Once you leave this program, you kind of hand the baton off.
I think he's going to be a great player for us. Hopefully he can keep his mind right, keep his grades up and everything. And I think he's going to be a great athlete for Central and overall in all the sports.
And certainly relying on him in football as well. This is the Central Football Show on WREF. Devin DeJarnett is here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're talking about Central Football upcoming game against Jasper. And Jasper is a much different team than the one that we came to know over the last few years with a new head coach and a bit of a new offensive scheme. They're 4-1. What do you know about Jasper?
On defense, they run a lot of man coverage, so we're going to try to beat them over the top and use our guys against their guys. I think we'd rather try to beat them over the top instead of trying to get little short gains. We want the big play.
Well, what goes into kind of taking the top off the defense? I know that Brandon Artis, just before the break, he did mention the idea that maybe you got to take the top off a little bit more, and that's certainly something that you can do. But the pass game became the quick game, became the run game last Friday against Wright. So in order to adapt the passing offense into more of a long ball system, what has to go right in practice this week to prepare for that man system, that man coverage that Jasper has?
We have to make sure our receivers are running their routes hard. That way, just in case they are open, Hunter can just launch it down the field and get us some yards. And we got to score points, so the best way to get points on the board is going for the long ball.
I like it. That's Devin DeJarnett, one of the receivers for Central Football, coming off 103 yards on 9 catches and a touchdown against Wright. And, well, senior year, that's definitely a highlight of a senior season if I've ever heard one. Devin, really appreciate you taking the time. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
All right, we take a step aside. Brandon Artis, the head coach of the Bears, rejoins us in a moment right here on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Wrapping up shop here on the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Brandon Artis, the head coach, is back on the program after we heard from Devin DeJarnett. Now, head coach, that is a really impressive young man. I know he's going to be heavily involved in the scheme and the game plan against Jasper for tomorrow, but what can you tell us about Devin that maybe we couldn't hear from him individually, from him specifically, because you've got a different angle on Devin coming in as the head coach. So what can you tell us about what Devin brings to your program?
He's just a real positive kid. He's not a me person. He's the kind of kid that he'll whatever game plan, whatever scheme, whatever we feel like is best for our team, he's with that. And so it makes it easier to put him in different spots and put him in position to be successful because he'll do whatever it takes. Not the fastest guy, but he's a really tough football kid. And we know that when a play needs to be made, he'll make it. And so and he's that for our baseball team. And our football team as well. So he's just a good kid to have around your team.
Good tool to have on the field against Jasper for tomorrow night. And the Wildcats are really good. They're 4-1. What do you know about this matchup and the X's and O's? How does that translate for you guys?
We just know that they are a really tough team. They fly around. They got 11 guys doing their job at all times. They got a lot of buy-in. You could tell. I'm familiar with Coach Maynard, who's their defensive coordinator. I can tell the mindset, his mindset, and the way that he got his kids playing on defense speaks volumes. I'm familiar with Coach Hart a little bit. They got a well-oiled machine. And so hats off to them. They're playing some really good football right now. Our job is to go into Jasper and try to beat them. So,
and Jasper's offense has taken a bit of a heel turn since Coach Hart took the program over. And I know that we started this show by talking about how well your defense played against Wright, a really high-powered Panther offense. Well, Jasper presents a very different offensive challenge, rather defensive challenge, than the one that you guys have faced over the past few years with them formerly being that option-heavy, Army-esque team. So what's the difference in preparing your defense for their offense this year?
To be honest with you, I think that Jasper has a lot of athletes that people don't give them credit for. I think they got some guys that can make some big plays. They do well what we struggle at, and that's to stop the big play, third and long, things like that. So we got to come prepared and be ready to go. They're a really good football team. We got to play our best football. I think to me personally, just watching film and watching the teams that they play, I think that they're the second best team in our conference.
Well, that's high praise. I know that the SIAC is extremely, extremely strong. Got a lot of teams in there. I know Wright's played them really close, so it should be a great game for tomorrow. Central and Jasper. Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. What's the key to the game? If you guys do this, then you walk away with your second win of the year.
we got to score points. I think that's just what it is. I've said the last couple of weeks we have to execute and not turn the ball over, which we didn't turn the ball over as much, but we still threw two unwarranted interceptions. We fumbled on the goal line to score. Just we got to score points. I think our defense put us in position to be successful, and we didn't capitalize. We drove the ball up and down the field and didn't score. So I think that ultimately to win, I mean, you got to score more points than the other team.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. Good luck for tomorrow against Jasper. Can't wait to see what you guys put out on the field.
Thank you.
All right, this has been the Central Football Show on WREF.